Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. We have been telling you for years that the time will come when America will go down, when America will be defeated in war. Now, why do I address this issue today again? Did something happen which confirms what we have been saying all along? Yes, indeed. Modern Diplomacy wrote on December 6. The current era is marked by fading trust in U.S. institutions, but confidence in one pillar has held up, the military. But now even that is eroding. According to the Reagan Institute, only 48% this year are having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. That is down from 70% in 2018. Some 52% also had reduced confidence in uniformed officers. General Mark Milley's speech to Congress last year that he wanted to understand white rage in response to reasonable inquiries about whether cadets at West Point should be learning critical race theory was a lapse in judgment. Many Americans think the military is no longer an institution that runs on excellence, merit, and individual submission to a larger cause. The Pentagon denies this is a problem. Americans on the left have their own reasons for declining confidence in the military. 46% cited right-wing extremism. Some 75% in the Reagan survey viewed China as an enemy, up from 55% in 2018, and the percentage of those worried about Russia has doubled. Some 70% are concerned China might invade Taiwan within 5 years, and 61% support increasing the U.S. military's Pacific footprint. Now, the Bible gives us a remarkable prophecy. In the book of Ezekiel, in the 7th chapter, verse 14, it says that when the trumpet sounds, no one in America will be willing to fight. Now, if they do not trust in their own military, what about trusting in God? What about preparing for the soon coming return of Jesus Christ? Israel 365 News wrote on December 11, only 39% of Americans believed that they were currently living at the end of times, as compared to 59% who did not. Although I might add, the handwriting is so clearly on the wall. Goes on to say, 47% of Christians believed we are at the end of time. For Christians, the end of days marks the imminent return of Jesus. 49% of Christians say we are not living in the end times, including 70% of Catholics and 65% of mainline Protestants. So they don't even believe that we are living in the end times, meaning Christ won't come back for a long, long time. Now, when asked if Jesus will return to earth someday, more than half of all U.S. adults, 55%, including three-quarters of Christians, say this will happen and that there will eventually be a second coming of Jesus. Roughly 4 in 10 Americans either do not believe Jesus will return to earth, 25%, or they say that they do not believe in Jesus, 16%. So, there is little confidence that God will fight our battles, that Americans want God to fight their battles. And there is also very little confidence that our military will do so successfully. And while this is going on, a mighty power is arising which will soon destroy America. But this future enemy is mostly overlooked in the United States. The Associated Press wrote on December 9, Poland's ruling party leader claims Germany seeks to dominate Europe. He warns that Poles could end up under the German heel. Many Poles, like others in Central Europe, have been critical of Germany's stance toward Russia in the years leading up to Russia's February 24 invasion of Ukraine, particularly for gas deals that created dependence on Russian energy and helped Russia build up its war chest. It remains unclear how successful anti-German rhetoric will be in the elections next year, coming 77 years after the end of World War II, and with many Poles highly anxious about the current war in Ukraine, many voters also see the economy as their top concern. The Polish leader last year accused Germany, which is the largest country in the 27-member EU, of using its role in the bloc to try to rebuild the Fourth German Reich. The Bible teaches, my friends, that Europe will unite militarily, and it strongly suggests that Germany will lead Europe. Now, MoneyWeek's Dominic Frisby wrote on December 14 about 10 predictions for 2023. And he wrote, prediction 4 suggests an EU army is coming and that it forces the EU down the path to full union. We know that despite denials, the EU has been talking about an EU army for years. With that man, Mr. Putin, on the doorsteps, the need gets rather more pressing. And then Frisby wrote, like many of these 10 predictions, I have no doubt it is coming, just not next year. It will come, though. And it will attack and conquer and destroy the United States of America. This, my friends, is clearly prophesied in the Bible. And we have prepared many, many booklets going into that issue in much detail. They're all posted on our website. And you can also request free copies, hard copies, of these booklets. So please do so. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch Program.